Congregation may be seated. If the children will join us up here for a children's message.
Good morning. Today I brought some bats and some balls. And I want you to look at them. They kind of look the same, but there's something different about them. Hold those and take a look at them and see if you can figure out what's different and pass them on. Pass them around. What's different? Okay, that one's a little tall. Okay, anything else? Keep passing it. Oh, okay, everybody stop and listen a minute. Rosalie, say it again. That's right. So even though they kind of look the same, this ball is really hard. So I wouldn't want anybody to get hit, but if I were to throw this one, this would hurt a whole lot more than this one because this one's really soft. See the difference? And the same thing with these bats. I don't think you would really want to be hit with that one, but this one's softer. And so if you were hit with it, it wouldn't hurt as bad. So today, Pastor Matt's going to talk to us about Jesus saying that sometimes our hearts are hardened. Now, you know, we have a heart in our chest area, right? And so sometimes it doesn't really get hard, but sometimes it gets hard because our head's not thinking right. So I want you to pass around these two hearts. Now, they don't look alike, but I want you to feel of them and see which one you think feels more like love. Feel the both of them. No. What do you think?
The bigger one is the right heart because you're soft to everybody.
That's right. So I think if you feel of them, this one. So why do you think this soft heart feels more like love? Why do you think it would feel more like love? What makes it feel that way?
Soft.
It's soft. So what does that mean to have a soft heart or a hard heart? What do you think, Isabel? That's
a soft heart means that you're not confused, like your head's straight.
Very good. And I didn't even see her last night. She spent the night with her Nana. So that was a good answer. So a hard heart is when we don't love ourselves, when we don't focus on God, when we don't love others, when we don't accept people that are different, and when we don't forgive. Maybe we don't forgive ourselves or we don't forgive someone that's hurt our feelings. So we always have to soften our heart back up. And so the good news is, even if your heart gets hard, you can soften it back up. So let's all hold this soft heart and we're going to say a prayer. Dear God, help me know your miracles.
Help me know your miracles.
Help me love myself.
Help me love myself.
Help me love others.
Help me love others.
Help me accept others.
Help me accept others.
And help me forgive.
Help me forgive.
To keep a soft heart.
To keep a soft heart.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you guys for coming today. And I think we have Children's Church.
Children's Church, you can line up over here in the door, or you're welcome to go back and